It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, honey. It is tea time. The Kansas City Chiefs, the new Super Bowl champions. What a game. They beat out the San Francisco 49ers 31-20. This is crazy because I went to bed a little early. I missed all the action at the end. So I woke up still not knowing who won. And I was like, what? Yeah, it was so insane. Did you stay up the entire game, Joe?
I did. I actually was at my friend's house watching the game, and I think I stayed at his place about 11, so I'm a little tired. But yeah, I watched it, the celebration. I thought it was a good game.
Oh, it was so good. First of all, I teared up a lot last night throughout the game, starting with Demi Lovato in the national anthem.
Very powerful.
Oh my goodness, she killed it. And I love that she tweeted back in like 2010 that it was her dream to sing at the national anthem and it was coming true. Anytime someone just thrives, it gets right there. I loved it. Also, Super Bowl halftime show I thought was super sexy. I loved every second of it. And I thought Shakira, whoa, where have you been?
She had twins, and J-Lo didn't have kids either. Those two
right?
were incredible.
Inspo. Shakira is 43 years old. J-Lo, the big 5-0, did not disappoint.
From living color to movie scripts to all the six to J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told you. I'm really on Oprah. That's just me.
She looked, sounded, danced flawless. It was her time. Like, she just got off that Vegas residency. She used that pull, her new skills from the movie Hustler. She killed it. And then I got again teary when her beautiful little girl, Emmy, sang with her on stage.
Let's get low. Let's get low.
Oh, man. I just absolutely loved it. I also loved a lot of the commercials. All right, let's kick things off with Bill Murray, a little throwback paying homage to Groundhog Day for Jeep.
It's Groundhog Day, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today.
Bill? Hey, Bill?
No, not you.
It's me, man, Ryerson.
Okay, little fella, good job.
That's different.
Good job.
Hey! He got the groundhog!
God, I want a Gladiator so bad. I love those Jeeps.
Aren't they great? Well, Bill Murray, he's one of my favorites. I've had the pleasure of meeting him, interviewing him. He's the man. By the way, Groundhog Day, early spring is coming. So that's an exciting prediction from the actual.
We'll see. I hope he's right. If not, we got to talk.
Moving on to Tom Brady for Hulu.
So it's time to say goodbye to TV as you know it. But me? I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, so this on the heels of that cryptic tweet and the picture that he posted that of like in the shadows, everyone's like, oh, is he retiring? Is he switching teams? So it was all kind of all in correlation with Hulu. We find out he's making that money. Now this one, I thought the best commercial of the night. It was Google that got you right there.
Remember, she always snorted when she laughed. Play our favorite movie.
I was bawling.
Remember, I'm the luckiest man in the world.
It was intense. My wife Lindsay was bawling on the couch, and I'm looking over like, what? Like, I was starting to mess up too. It's about his wife who passed away, and I think also like he kind of has a memory problem too.
Alzheimer's. He was trying to remember.
All the good things.
Reminded me of Up, like the movie. Oh man! And so here is the final call of the game.
And they have done it. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami. As they win it here in Super Bowl 54.
Wow, what a night. We're still hungover a little bit just from the excitement of it all. And more exciting news for BTS ARMY. I want to let you know that they just released Outro Ego, the trailer for their upcoming album.
They're now going to progress to some steps which are a bit more difficult. Ready, set, and begin.
BTS is coming back, baby. The new album, Map of the Soul 7, is out next month.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Murder Monday is coming up in less than 10 minutes. And Live the Web Girl, what can we look forward to for Murder Monday?
I am talking about a case known as Jane Doe number 59. It was unsolved for 46 years.